We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Clubs in Sydney's north will ban unvaccinated staff and patrons until at least January 31 next year, despite the government lifting restrictions for the unvaccinated on December 15. In a move which New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet expects will be rare, five clubs in the Northern Beaches and one in Mosman have gone a step further than his state government in keeping the unvaccinated out of their venues for at least an additional 6 weeks. However, Mr. Perrottet says businesses that do go further than the government's restrictions will need to ensure they don't breach the law. Clubs New South Wales Chief Executive Josh Landis says clubs with a high number of elderly members may be more inclined to extend the policy. And to read more, you can with a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app. William Tyrrell's foster parents have been charged over the alleged assault of another child as a search for evidence near his late foster grandmother's home in Kendall uncovered two items of interest. Homicide Squad detectives investigating William's disappearance have charged a 56-year-old woman and a 54-year-old man with common assault after receiving information about the alleged incident at a home on Sydney's Upper North Shore. The charges came as William's biological mother admitted to the Daily Telegraph that she was a mess, but glad detectives have turned their attention to a new person of interest. Detectives have seized a car once owned by William's foster grandmother. It's understood one line of inquiry is whether the car was used to move his body, potentially after a fall from the balcony of the two-story home he vanished from. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Dining tables the length of 5.5 Olympic swimming pools will run down the centre of George Street next month. In what's been dubbed Sydney's longest lunch, the CBD light rail will stop at Town Hall for the afternoon as the space outside the historic QVB hosts a smorgasbord of dining and entertainment. Sydneysiders and visitors will be able to take a seat on Friday, December 3 to enjoy food from some of Sydney's best chefs and entertainment from top acts held at four locations in Parramatta and the CBD. Premier Dominic Perrottet said the Sydney's Open for Lunch event will turbocharge the city's recovery. And to sport, Penrith grand final hooker Appy Corrissau has been formally told of the consequences and implications of refusing to be vaccinated during a key meeting with club officials on Wednesday. While Penrith has not given Corrissau an ultimatum, Panthers management is aware the dummy half would miss four games next season if he failed to be immunised. Yet when asked if his club would consider sacking Corrissau should he refuse a vaccination, Panthers CEO Brian Fletcher said never. Corrissau will return from holidays in mid-December, when he'll be expected to give Penrith an answer on his COVID vaccination status. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll be back tomorrow with an update.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.